we just heard the kosher grimace by Man is the Bastard off of the record Thoughtless. Breathe Us, Model Home Invasion by Cursed off of the record 2. You're listening to Static at 7 p.m. We just heard Dawn Yarn by the band Heaven in Her Arms. Before that, we heard Converge with the track Heaven in Her Arms off of the album Jane Doe. Before that, Cursed, we heard The Void and Model Home Invasion off their record 2. Up next, In the Nervous Light of Sunday by the band Circle Takes a Square. And then we have the band Nervous Light of Sunday with the track Ants. You're listening to No Static. I'm yours, Mikey. This is CFRC.ca 101.9, all that jazz. Thanks for listening.
Earth and tone. I'll turn the pitch of this way, baby, back.
This is One-Eyed God Prophecy with the direct individual gallery. Off the record, One-Eyed God Prophecy. Before that, House of the Blood Choir with Garden of Foster Mother. Off the record, Mom's Anxiety. And then we heard Ants by Nervous Letter Sunday before that. Winding down, coming to a close in the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for moshing. Thanks for banging your head. Thank you for your ears, your time, your attention. I've been your host, Mikey. Also known as DJ Third Place. Here at CFRC.ca. CFRC 101.9 FM. Yeah. It's crazy out there, huh? Just a crazy, crazy world. Do what you can for your friends. Show up. Be there.
There's this girl, a tall girl, with eyes like honeycomb and jasmine. Sometimes she blows cigarette smoke in your face in the break room, and you call that love. Not because it is, but because you want it to be. Because you're so goddamned lonely, so goddamned unable to handle the ocean roar in your ears when you're alone. You tell yourself that the ash in your lungs is as good as a kiss goodnight, and you write poems about the smoke tendrils whispering off her lips. How beautiful they are. How like the aching arms of God you always wanted them to be. One night, you're tired, so very tired. Your eyes as heavy as water. You forget where you are, in the break room at a Walmart at 2:30 in the morning, and you leave your notebook unattended on the table, left out for anyone in the world to see. One of your coworkers picks it up and reads the poems you wrote about the girl with honeycomb and jasmine in her eyes. And you panic when you realize what just happened. And you panic when you realize what just happened because the boy who picked up your notebook, he's a cruel boy. With eyes like shotguns and razor wire. He buys you razor blades on your birthday so you can do the job right next time, you freak. And you can't believe that you aren't one. Can't believe that you deserve to be anything. Some days you don't even try to hide the angry marks on your arm, like your skin is a test where you got every question wrong. One night there's a box cutter with a brand new blade, a stack of cardboard boxes begging to feel its tooth. You dig in, but something's wrong. The fiber's too gnarled, and you can't seem to cut clean. You push hard as you can, feel the stiff tangle of glue give way, and there's blood on the floor, the blade half an inch in your wrist, but you don't feel it. The shift manager's in your ear, angry because he has to take you to the hospital, and there's a janitor who will forever hold it against you for staining his clean, clean floor, and there's everyone you work with and their hostile eyes glaring, knowing this was always, always coming along, that there's that cacophony, all those ghosts reminding you of your destiny for failure. And there's another blade. And there's a bottle of pills, a fifth of vodka, a hospital visit, 2 weeks of inpatient while your whole family prays for you to get better. There's a doctor with blank eyes who never looks at you. He's always scribbling things on his clipboard. Everything you say, he documents, even when you're not talking to him. You don't smoke, but you still go out for smoke breaks with everyone else on the ward because there's nothing else to do but stare at the walls and wait for the next group session to start. So you hang out in the courtyard, not smoking cigarettes, but still befriending those who do. And there's a man, maybe 10 years older than you, with eyes like rough-cut pine and sunset. He notices you don't smoke, so he tries to stay downwind from you so he doesn't exhale in your face. He tells you, it's okay, bud. We'll get through this and be better when we leave this place than it was when we got here. And he's telling you the truth. And you believe him. One day, the doctor who doesn't look at you comes to your room and tells you that your insurance isn't paying for any more days, so you're all better now. You leave. Your mom picks you up in the lobby, and her eyes are the most worried. Which is easier now than it was before, because now you have a better set of tools today, and your life goes on like it was meant to. Like you were always supposed to survive the fight. You stop writing poems about smoke tendrils trailing off the lips you once wanted to kiss, or about how your loneliness is so unbearable, because now you write poems about how to stay alive. You write poems about the places you feel at home rather than the places you wish you could be. One day you catch a glimpse of someone. Eyes like stubbornness and struggle. Brick buildings in abandoned factory towns. Look at all the stars. Versus the endless possibilities of where you are and where you can go now. And the smoke tendrils, once midnight black and swirling above your head, break away, leaving nothing in your view except the sky. And it is so perfect. And it is so clear.
Gray on earth as it is in heaven, and we just heard Like Blood from a Stone, both of those tracks out on the 2016 record Slow Burn. Before that, Individual Gallery by One-Eyed God, Prophecy. Before that, Garden of Foster Mother by House of the Blood Choir. This is the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care. I'll see you next week. And if you're in Kingston, get tickets to Slow Dance. You can find them on the Many Moons Instagram page or by probably messaging Laura Kelly personally. I'll see you there.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Cassador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic? I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.